This is December PA, that's a D-Search and Care. Today's date is 08-02-2025. Dictation is for Christine Antioch. Antioch spells A-T-O-I-G-U-E. Christine spells C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Date of birth is 05-20-1967. 58-year-old female. Here for a follow-up period, next paragraph. Ms. Christine has a history of morbid obesity, chronic back pain, shoulder pain, headache, is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refill. She indicated she would like to review her ultrasound she had done recently, also to review her urine culture she had done recently. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems, all systems were reviewed and was negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, she's alert, oriented, mild distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is. Percent of room air, blood pressure is 126 over 84, pulse 81, respiration 18, temperature 91.2, period. Next paragraph. Please go back to review of system. Patient complaints of frequent and painful urination starting 2 days ago. Back to physical exam. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macular papules, no vesicles or bulli. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended, secondary to obesity. No guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Reduced range of motion of her back, secondary to pain. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 210 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is UTI. Assessment number 2 is chronic back pain. Number 3, cardiomegaly. Number 4, insomnia. Open parentheses. Patient indicated that the citalopram she received is not helping with her sleep. She says she's only getting approximately 2 hours of sleep with the citalopram and is tired during the day period. Next. Next paragraph, a reviewed patient ultrasound, which revealed, echo revealed EF of 51%. Enlarged left ventricle hypertrophy. Next paragraph. The urinalysis was done. Urinalysis revealed leukocyte esterase. All other variables were negative, period. Next paragraph. Patient's recent MRI, which revealed mild disc bulging at L2, L3, some narrowing of this space. For this patient was given a back brace to wear on a regular basis, and she was referred for physical therapy. Next paragraph. patient's culture was reviewed. Urine culture revealed E. coli susceptible to all common UTI medication. This was discussed with patient. Today she was prescribed Macrobid 100 milligrams 1 pill BID for 7 days, number 14. Next medication, Atarax 50 milligrams 1 pill QHS for 90 days, number 90. Next paragraph. Patient was advised to continue gabapentin for her neuropathy. She was given the opportunities to ask questions. She said she did ask multiple questions, and to the best of my ability, I answered them for her. Next line of note, patient is getting ready to be seen by the disability court. She stated that she has an attorney that is representing her in this court, and her reason for asking for copies of all recent studies we did and discussion for all recent studies we did. She was sent home with prescription as outlined above, with strict return precautions. End of dictation.